Why this works. Carbonara relies on the emulsion of egg and cheese to create a creamy sauce. The heat from the freshly cooked pasta gently cooks the eggs, preventing them from scrambling. The key is timing. The pasta must be hot when mixed with the egg mixture to achieve a smooth consistency. The guanciale adds flavor and richness, while the pasta water helps adjust the sauce's thickness. The ratio of cheese to egg is crucial. Pecorino Romano provides a sharp, salty flavor, balancing the richness of the guanciale. This balance is essential for preventing the dish from becoming overly heavy. The use of freshly cracked black pepper adds complexity and a slight kick, enhancing the overall flavor without overpowering the dish. Common mistakes: scrambling the eggs. Target, pan off the heat, sauce temperature stays under 70 degrees Celsius. Why it matters. Egg yolks start to set near 65 degrees Celsius and curdle into scrambled lumps above 70 degrees Celsius. Carbonara works because the pasta itself is the heat source. The residual heat is just enough to thicken the eggs into a glossy emulsion, not to cook them through. What to do? Pull the skillet off the burner before adding the egg mixture. Toss continuously for 30 to 60 seconds. The sauce will thicken from the latent heat of the pasta. Workarounds. If the sauce begins to scramble, add a splash of cool reserved pasta water and whisk hard. It can sometimes be rescued. For more emulsion stability, use only egg yolks, 4 yolks instead of 2 whole eggs per 4 portions. Adding cream. Target, 0 cream. The creaminess is an egg and cheese emulsion. Why it matters. Authentic carbonara has no cream. Cream is a shortcut introduced outside Italy to mask scrambled egg results. It adds heaviness without the actual silken texture of a real emulsion. What to do? Trust the eggs, cheese, and pasta water. The sauce thickens like a savory zabaglione. Workarounds. If you want extra richness, increase pecorino by 30% or shift to all yolks. Add 1 tablespoon of butter at the very end for a glossier finish. Not traditional, but defensible. Using the wrong cheese. Target Pecorino Romano DOP, freshly grated. Acceptable alternative, 50-50 Pecorino plus Parmigiano Reggiano. Why it matters. Pecorino's sharp, salty character balances the fat of the guanciale. Pre-grated supermarket Parmesan contains anti-caking agents, cellulose powder, that prevent smooth melting and leave a chalky residue. What to do? Buy a wedge, microplane it just before cooking. Workarounds. No Pecorino? Use 100% Parmigiano Reggiano and finish with extra cracked black pepper to compensate for the lost sharpness. In an emergency, a high-quality aged manchego comes closest in flavor profile. Using bacon instead of guanciale. Target guanciale, cured pork jowl. Acceptable alternative, pancetta, unsmoked. Guanciale has about 70% fat and a sweet, complex pork flavor. Bacon is smoked, and the smoke aroma dominates and shifts the dish away from carbonara entirely. What to do? Source guanciale from an Italian deli or specialty grocer. Workarounds. Pancetta is the standard substitute, close enough that most restaurants outside Italy use it. If you only have bacon, blanch it for 30 seconds in boiling water first to dial back the smoke, then dice and render, not reserving pasta water. Target 1 cup, 240 milliliters of starchy water set aside before draining. Why it matters. Starch from the pasta water binds the sauce, helps the emulsion stay stable on the plate, and lets you adjust consistency on the fly. What to do? Place a coffee mug in the colander before draining. Visual cue not to forget. Workarounds. If you forgot, plain hot water plus a pinch of cornstarch can mimic the starch loading in a pinch. For an extra silky sauce, cook the pasta in less water than usual, around 2 liters per 400 grams instead of 4 liters. The water concentrates more starch. Oversalting the pasta water. Target, 7 to 10 grams salt per liter, less than the typical as salty as the sea rule. Why it matters. Guanciale, pecorino, and reserved pasta water all contribute salt. The cumulative load can easily turn the dish inedible. What to do? Salt the water lightly, taste the sauce before adding any further salt, and skip salt entirely from the egg mixture. Workarounds. If the sauce is oversalted, stir in an extra unsalted yolk or two. Yolk dilutes salinity without thinning the texture. Add a small splash of unsalted hot water to loosen and rebalance. What to look for? A creamy, cohesive sauce that clings to the pasta without being runny. Crispy guanciale pieces scattered throughout the dish. A vibrant yellow color from the egg mixture, not scrambled bits. Freshly grated cheese melting into the pasta. A finishing sprinkle of black pepper, adding visual contrast. Chef's view. Carbonara has its roots in Roman cuisine, traditionally made with simple, quality ingredients. Its history reflects the resourcefulness of Italian cooks, using pantry staples to create a satisfying dish. The technique emphasizes the importance of timing and temperature, showcasing how minimal ingredients can yield maximum flavor. In Italy, carbonara is often enjoyed as a comfort food, emblematic of home cooking. Mastering this dish connects one to culinary traditions, highlighting the balance of flavors and the importance of technique in Italian cuisine.